Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. We are again in another episode of Saturday Review, and we are reviewing warfare strategies. Thank you for joining me once again for this installment of Saturday Review as we take another look at warfare strategies. I hope you were able to listen to yesterday's makeup installment as we were in a conference last week. So I wanted to make sure, amen, that you got every installment. It is so important that we be fortified, amen, with the Word of God and understand the modalities and the weapons that God has given us for warfare. It's also important that each of us work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Not one of us will enter into the presence of the Lord with another person. We will enter on our own. You won't be able to rely on the prayers, amen, or a reference from another person. Amen. Your works will be what is standing before the Lord. Your relationship with the Father, with the Lord, is what is going to be standing up for you in that hour. So it is so important that if you do not have an intimate relationship with the Lord, if you do not have a prayer life, that you start in this very moment and begin to cry out before the Lord for your life. Amen. Cry out before him for salvation. Cry out before him for healing. Cry out before him. Amen. Even to cleanse your bloodline of the things that have held you back and held you down. There is no reason for anyone that knows the Lord, anyone that is crying out in his presence out of a pure heart, that he will not move upon you. As I gave you the scripture on yesterday, Jeremiah said, call upon me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. It's so important, amen, that we work out our salvation with fear and with trembling, not with the fear. Not with the fear of the devil and his antics. Not with the fear of what's coming on tomorrow or what happened yesterday. Not with the fear of what's happening to your life. Because God has given us power over the works of the enemy. And he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. But what I am referring to is a solemn reverence for the one who is able to destroy the body and the soul. The enemy does not have that power. And Yahweh doesn't want to destroy us. He wants us to align with life, with truth, and with his love. But if we align with his enemy, and that is the adversary, the kingdom of darkness, if we align with his enemy, we will be destroyed with his enemy. Amen. We cannot take down for one moment because the kingdom of darkness wants to steal our right to life and peace and the Holy Ghost. We are heavily armed in this hour with weapons that cannot rust or fail. These weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so we remind ourselves that our God is Lord over every battle waged, and we have been weaponized with his might against the darkness. Amen. We will proceed, glory to God, into our installment on today of warfare strategies in our Saturday review. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and giving you praise, oh God, for all that you are and for all that you've done. You have done, Lord. We give you all of the glory. Lord God, for every beat of our heart, every synapse of our brain, every movement of our joints. Father, we honor you, oh God, because we know it is because of your mercy and your graciousness, Lord God, that we have been allowed another day to come into your presence and give you the glory that is due you. Lord God, everything in existence, Lord God, oh my God, everything that was created, Father, the creativity of your hands, Lord God, the glory of your presence, Father, we give you glory. Oh God, your angels, Lord, oh, your created ones, Lord God, in your presence day and what we would call day and night, but they are in eternity singing glory, glory, holy, 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 holy unto you, Lord. Oh, my God, and we bow ourselves before the Holy God. We bow ourselves before the reigning King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the God of all gods. Oh, though the earth believes, Lord God, they have fashioned and formed gods that have no voice, that have no power, that cannot come to their rescue. But we serve the true and the living God, the God, the creator of all things. Oh, God, we serve the true and the living God, our living hope, the source of all life, the source, oh God, of everything that we have need of. We give you the glory and the honor in this hour, Lord God. We give you the praise and the accolades. Oh, Lord God, our finite minds, Lord God, don't even have the ability, Lord God, to praise you the way we want to, Lord. We just want to give you so much more than we know how. Father, teach us, Lord. Oh, my God, the ways of your salvation. Teach us the ways of your truth, the ways of your holiness, Lord God. Show us your character, oh, God, and help us to love you even more, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we love you now because you first loved us. Ah, the only reason we know what love is, Lord God, is because you are love, and you are showing us you. Oh, Lord God, as we relate to you, we see what love is more and more. We read it, Lord God, in the scriptures, but we experience it in our relationship with you. Oh, God, and we give you all. Excuse me, all of the glory, all of the honor and all the praise, Lord God, as we come before you, even right now. Oh, Lord God, I ask that you awaken, Lord God, awaken the minds of the people, awaken the hearts of the people right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Awaken them, Lord God, awaken them. Father, I break off, Lord God, every misunderstanding, every misconception of who you are and what you're saying to the church, even right now. I break off the works of darkness off the minds of the people, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and I usher in the light of life even right now. Oh, Lord God, that will dispel all darkness. Oh, God, surely the darkness will flee, Lord God, as your light, Lord God, illuminates before their eyes. Move, oh God, every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we give you all of the glory, the honor, the praise, Lord God, as we go forth, Lord, in this installment on today, asking, Lord God, that you bless and heal and deliver your people even as they listen, Lord God. Bless, heal, and deliver. Lord, you know the situations, Lord God, and because you are our creator, you know exactly, Lord God, how to move, Lord God, in each and every one of us. Lord, we may experience the same event, but have a different need because of it. And Lord, you are able because you are God to meet all of our need. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you have not forgotten us. We thank you, Lord God. You have not forgotten us. God has not forgotten you. We thank you, Lord, that you have not forgotten us. You see us. You see our suffering. You see our pain. And you are our deliverer. Oh, God, I love the words of David when he said, I was once young and now I'm old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Oh, Lord God, we know that you are true to your word, even in this hour. As you work to David, so you are to us, oh God, and even make us even as David was, servants after the heart of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as David was, so are we. In the name of Jesus, bless even now, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. This war, glory to God, is unending. It does not stop. Often we remind ourselves to be careful to separate the people from the problem. We cannot allow an attack of the enemy against us to become vengeful reactions against those the enemy is using to distract us from our place of victory, because that's what the devil tries to do. We must be careful that our thoughts not become our behaviors, and our behaviors don't become regrettable actions that could possibly set off into reaping warfare for years to come, as well as damaging another individual who is badly in need of deliverance. come against the real enemy, not the people. So remember that. As we go through life and things are happening and the enemy, amen, he is pulling out all the stops and he's using people that are weak. He's using people that don't understand the consequences. He's using people that don't know God and even some people that do know God that are weak in their faith. He is using people to come against people when the word of God lets us know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We are not coming against flesh and blood. We are not coming against flesh and blood. Our battle is with the kingdom of darkness. So we have to come against the real enemy. The real enemy is the kingdom of darkness, not people, not flesh and blood. Spiritual warfare strategy number 31, come against the enemy. Come against the real enemy. We do not wrestle against human beings. It is amazing how the enemy uses us to harm ourselves and others. In the heat of the moment, we don't realize we have fallen victim to his diabolical plan to kill, steal, and destroy our own destiny of greatness and that of others. He wants us to use our mouth, our tongue, as a weapon of mass destruction. But we come against the destroyer in the name of Jesus. And rather than speak words from his wicked bent, we speak life. We rebuild. We restore in the name of Jesus. See Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. We are reminded to put on the whole armor of God in Ephesians. For his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategy and the deceits of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the world forces of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly supernatural places. Ephesians 6, verses 11 and 12 from the Amplified Version of the Bible. We come against, but against, in this scripture, is translated from the Greek word prop, against. And it means to gain the advantage of, at, nearby, to, towards, with regard to gain the advantage. That word to wrestle, it means pele. It is pele in the Greek. And it means a contest between two in which each endeavors to throw the other, and which is decided when the victor is able to hold his opponent down with his hand upon his neck. The devil tries to put his hand on our neck to hold us down. But we stand with Christ and in his authority in opposition, and we come against all the works of darkness. When we rise against the enemy, God rises up against the enemy. See Deuteronomy 28 and 7, Psalms 18:48, and Psalms 138 and 7. David truly understood Deuteronomy 20 and 1, and by faith he spoke in the ears of the uncircumcised Philistine. Glory to God. 1 Samuel 17 and 45, the King James Version. It says, then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Amen. And we know on that day, David went forth in the power of God, and he slew the giant. Glory to God. And we, too, are giant slayers in this hour. Amen. The Lord has given us power over all the works of darkness, over all the works of the enemy, that we might slay the giants in our lives. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 31, come against the enemy. Spiritual warfare strategy number 32, take authority over the enemy. Take authority over the enemy. We have talked a lot about authority in this series, and that will continue because the warfare against the body has increased. So we should consistently remind one another of our authority in Christ. The enemy hopes we are overcome by chaos, so much so that we forget that we are actually the victors. Jesus said he has overcome the world, and it is that self-same spirit that resides in us. Thus, we are overcomers. The breaker is here, and just as we spoke exousia, authority, with the strategy, break the powers of the enemy, we again speak it here. Matthew 28 and 18, Jesus said he has given us all authority in heaven and in earth. Ephesians 1, 21 through 23 tells us that the Father set Jesus far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that is filled all in all. This is whose authority we have been given, the one who is above every manifestation, every device, every darkness, every wicked enemy in every place. Jesus, we glorify your name, because that is the authority and the power that we have been given. Glory to God, that if we speak anything in his name, it shall be done. This is that authority. Come on and speak, Luke. Glory to God. Surely Luke was speaking in Luke 10 and 19. Read it. Glory to God. Spiritual warfare strategy number 32. Take authority over the enemy. Spiritual warfare strategy number 33, don't break rank and isolate yourself. Do not break rank and isolate yourself. Amen. That's exactly what the devil wants. He wants to get you off by yourself so he can wreak havoc, because he knows when two or three are gathered together in the name of the Lord, there he is in the midst. There is power in numbers. Amen. One can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. The devil recognizes that. Glory to God. So don't break rank and isolate your enemy. Wants to pick us off one by one, so he will bombard us with mess, so we think we should just stay to ourselves, because he knows full well that one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. One of the worst things we can do in the heat of a battle is isolate and break rank. We are in a war. We, not just I, we. And the enemy is looking to take hostages. Don't break rank and isolate. The American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms defines breaking rank as falling out of line or into disorder, to fail, conform, or deviate. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 12. Run to your company so they can war with you. Glory to God. All of us have unrenewed parts in our minds. Amen. And sometimes it takes another person to see that. Amen. And to help you pull it up in the spirit so that you can fight more effectively. Do not break rank and do not isolate. Spiritual warfare strategy number 33, don't break rank and isolate yourself. Spiritual warfare strategy number 34, for revelation of the root. Pray for revelation of the root. Every evil has a root. Amen. Pray for revelation of the root. Apostle LeClaire advises in her book, 101 Tactics for Spiritual Warfare, that when warfare is hitting your life, rather than taking a shot in the dark and bind the wrong spirit, lay an axe to the root of the issue. She mentioned something here that I am still learning. If you pick a fight with a demon that's not bothering you now, you now have two demons and their cohorts to fight. There is a portion of scripture where Paul tells the Corinthian church that he does not fight as one beating the air. That's in 1 Corinthians 9:26. The phrase one that beateth in the Greek is dero, and it means to thrash, to beat, or scourge. The NLT uses the word shadow boxing. So actually beating the air and not hitting anything. We don't want to do that. Amen. We want to hit the root. Amen. We don't want to chop it down, pluck it up by the root. In other words, we don't want to swing wildly, hoping we will hit something, anything. We must instead discern the root of our opposition, keeping in mind also the example of Paul when he wanted to preach in Bithynia and Asia in Acts 16:6-7. It seems logical. But no. And of course, other times the enemy hindered him, even as he hinders us. Sometimes the Lord will redirect us. Amen. That the way we thought that seemed logical to go is not the way he would have. That is not his direction. Amen. So Apostle LeClaire suggests asking the following questions. So I want to ask you these as well. Number one, ask the Holy Ghost what is going on. Our best and most powerful first move in an attack or when being opposed is prayer. Trusting God and acknowledging him in everything. It's so easy to assume based on similar events or based on similar wars that we've been in with the enemy. But it's best to ask the Lord who knows all what spirit is behind what is happening. Number two, did God already tell you to do it? The Lord has given you instructions and you are meeting with resistance or opposition as you carry out those instructions. It's likely the enemy is trying to prevent fruit from coming forth in the kingdom. Amen. So we must obey the word of the Lord as given us by his voice. Number three, what's going through your mind? Think on good things, Philippians 4:8. If the hindrance is coming through vain imaginations, we already know it's not God speaking. The enemy wants us to be fearful and doubting. Cast down his thoughts and cause your mind to become subject to the power of God. Also consider your emotions. Are you depressed? The spirit of heaviness is the probable root. Afraid or apprehensive, fear is likely the root. Feeling like giving up, discouragement, secondary to rejection could be the root. We can't resist what we don't discern. But once we can see it, we can defeat it. An enemy exposed is an enemy defeated. And then as a t-shirt I actually ordered from Apostle LeClaire, because that was something to me. When the Lord exposes the enemy, when he lets us know what the root is, when he lets us know what the problem is that we've been wrestling with, amen, once that thing is exposed, once that thing is revealed, it can and will be defeated. Spiritual warfare strategy number 34, pray the revelation of the root. Pray for the revelation of the root. Spiritual warfare strategy number 35, consume spiritual warfare teachings. Consume spiritual warfare teachings. And then many of us, amen, grew up in the church where we weren't being taught anything about spiritual warfare. We read what it said in the word in Ephesians about the weapons of our warfare. We read about being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We read that we should stand and stand therefore having put on, amen, the armament of the Lord. But we really, really didn't get the kind of clarity that the Spirit of the Lord is bringing forth now. Amen. As we are beginning to put on these weapons and understand the use of these weapons by revelation of the Spirit of God, amen, it's so important that we consume warfare teachings. Amen. Because we're not always going to get it in the church. Many churches just don't teach. Many churches are not even doing deliverance ministry in this hour. And this is where we need these warfare weapons. We actually need it in everyday life. When we arrive in the morning, the enemy ought to be, amen, shaking in his boots because we stepped our feet on the floor, because we are armed and dangerous, because the power of God will rise up in us and defeat the works of the enemy wherever we go. But we have to be taught these things. And sometimes, like I said, it's not in our church. Amen. Reputable, amen, spiritual warfare teachings, glory to God, amen, and begin to consume them. Amen. That is a strategy. Amen. Because this is information the devil does not want us to know. Amen. As incredible sounding as it is in this climate, there are still many ministries that do not teach warfare and don't do deliverance, as I was saying. Now, that's a head scratcher, because the ministry of Jesus Christ is the ministry of deliverance. And it most certainly entails having to deal with warfare. As we read in scripture, we are his ambassadors, his representatives of the kingdom. Amen. We are to continue in his work, proclaiming salvation. Amen. Deliverance, the deliverance message passed the objections of the enemy, stepping through and pressing past the warfare itself, even of the salvation message. Glory to God, that you can live and not die. We have to war, amen, even to proclaim the message of salvation. So I don't understand how many, amen, dismiss deliverance. I don't get it. Amen. I know a few ministries have these trainings and have begun refresher courses because they see in the spirit. These are perilous times that are becoming more and more evil, and only alignment with biblical strategies given by the Lord himself will keep us safeguarded. So when looking for teachings and books, make certain they heavily rely on the word of God. The word is our lifeline. Amen. The written word and also the rhema word. So if you have a prayer life and a relationship with the Lord, let his spirit guide you. Amen. Even to the resources that you use. Let him, amen. He may even choose to teach you as he did Paul. Amen. Paul was taught of these things directly from the Holy Ghost. He did not walk with the Lord as the disciples did. Amen. He walked with the Holy Ghost, and the Lord taught him personally about himself and about the strategies against the enemy, our common enemy. The Lord did that. So if the Lord chooses to do it that way with you, amen, rely on the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. But there are resources. Amen. God is always going to be the source. Amen. Yeshua is always going to be the source of the information, but there are resources out there that are reliable. Glory to God. And that is primarily starting with scripture, the scriptures itself. Amen. And us delving into it and study. Glory to God. All scripture is given by inspiration by God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Second Timothy, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Feed your spirit. Feed your spirit. Before the battle, it is most, oh, hallelujah. Before the battle, it is so important to already have a life filled with Bible reading, studying, and intimacy with the Lord. But if you had not been doing it before the battle, seek help as needed. Glory to God. If attacks are physical, search out healing. If attacks are on your marriage, search out what God says about relationships and those who have already triumphed in that area. These are several warfare trainings. I mean, there are several warfare trainings that are biblically based. If you don't have one in your church or would like to add more as an adjunct to your learning, Holiness Deliverance Temple has a Institute of Learning led by Apostle Cy Ingram that is on fire and on time. This academy offers warfare training. I mean, you can find her on Facebook.
Pastor Mary Taylor of Anointed Healing Deliverance Ministry has training available on Facebook on warfare, spiritual warfare and demonology, referencing, she did have one referencing Pigs in a Parlor by Frank and Ida Hammond. This powerful study brought forth deliverance that we didn't even know we needed, to the glory of God. So you should be able to find those archives in Facebook under Anointed Healing Deliverance Ministry, or look under or look up Mary Taylor, amen, and ask her about them, and perhaps she can send them to your messenger. Apostle Ryan LaStrange offers a course on demonology and deliverance and several books on warfare strategies, authority over demons, breaking curses, breaking witchcraft, slander, and accusations, to name a few. Many that are calling specific. Many of those books and those e-courses and so forth are specific, and they can be accessed through RyanLaStrangeMinistries.shop. Claire has several warfare trainings, such as Tactical Warfare and the School of Spiritual Warfare and the School of Deliverance, and many others that can be accessed through SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. And then there are also others, amen, that have written wonderful books. Look up O'Shea on Facebook, and even Apostle Barbara Thomas. Glory to God. They have books out there and trainings out there and Facebook Lives, amen, giving us kingdom nuggets, glory to God, that are so needful in this hour. Look these people up. They are mighty, amen, in the Spirit of God. And they, the Lord has lifted them up in this hour to equip the remnant. Glory to God, so that we be able to fight and be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Spiritual warfare strategy number 35, consume spiritual warfare teaching. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you in the battle. Holy Ghost, lead us into battle. Spiritual warfare strategy number 36, lead us into the battle, Holy Spirit. Without a doubt, Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, is our strongest ally. We cannot rely on our own intellect or reasoning or even our opinions. As a matter of fact, he leads us, the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. John 16 and 13, he is the Spirit of truth. By the breath of his mouth, all things are created. Psalms 33 and 6, even the very words he speaks to us are Spirit, and they are life. John 6 and 63. He is omnipresent. Psalm 139, 7 through 10. There is no place we can go that he is not present. He is omniscient. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 2 through 13. He is omnipotent. Revelation 1 and 8, Deuteronomy 10 and 17, Luke 1 and 37, Psalm 145 and 3, Jeremiah 32 and 27. He is a teacher, comforter, intercessor, advocate, high priest, and so much more. And ultimately, the battle is the Lord's. We should adopt the stance of David and ask the Lord, shall I go up? 2 Samuel 5 and 19, spiritual warfare strategy number 36, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you in battle, amen, adopt the stance of David, and ask the Lord, shall I go up? Spiritual warfare strategy number 37, ask Holy Spirit what weapon to use. Ask the Holy Ghost which weapon or strategy we should use in every battle. In each battle, every battle is individual. We may not be using the same weapon in this battle that we used in a battle last week or last month or last year. Ask Holy Ghost which weapon or which strategy to use. I am pretty sure that at least some of us have heard the analogy of one bringing a knife to a gunfight. Crude, violent, but a lesson that we can use in the spirit. We all know we can't cut down a tree with a butter knife. The right strategies, the right weapons for the quickest victory is imperative.
That word weapon is haplon, and it is in 2 Corinthians 10:4, and it means arms, tools, instruments used for warfare. The weapons of our warfare, the instruments or tools of our warfare, are not carnal, not fleshy, not made with the hands of men, are mighty through God and are effective in dismantling stronghold or fortified places, remembering and crushing them. Ask the Holy Ghost, which strategy will be most effective? Which tool or instrument should I use to manifest your victory in this instance? Spiritual warfare strategy number 37. Ask Holy Spirit, what weapon, what strategy should I use? Amen. That is the end of our warfare review for today, warfare strategy review for today. Amen. God bless and keep each and every one of you. Amen. I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. As we break off every retaliation, amen, every counterattack and every payback spirit of the enemy, we break off the works of darkness off your life right now in the name of Jesus. And we usher in his peace and his protection and his preservation right now in the name of Jesus, that you be preserved in every battle, that you be preserved to go forth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen, to work the works of the Father and to bring forth his light in the midst of the darkness. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.